Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. I noticed that tomorrow night at...
Oops, we just broke up. Hold on. Go ahead. We missed you.
Sorry, we're driving right now. Okay. I noticed tomorrow night at the Horseshoe Casino in Tunica, the Righteous Brothers are playing on the Lovin' Feelin' Farewell Tour. So this is your last chance.
There you go.
Bill Medley is 86 years old.
All right. Let's see. There's a few NBA. There's some NBA news I wanted to talk to you about, and then there's a new future power rankings over at the ESPN. I don't know whose future power rankings we were delving into last time, where the Grizzlies were pretty darn high. This one they're not as high. But here we go. First of all, Jonathan Kuminga's agent says they are quote unquote prepared to take the qualifying offer from the Warriors. What does that mean, and what do you make of it all?
So the qualifying offer means to make someone a restricted free agent. Guys aren't automatically a restricted free agent when they get to that stage of their rookie contract. You have to make them a restricted free agent, and the way you make them a restricted free agent is to extend what's called a qualifying offer. The Grizzlies did it with this was Santi Aldama, and Santi Aldama, the qualifying offer is a set amount of money that's based on where you got picked for 1 year for that deal. And so that gives the player the option of they could just sign that offer sheet and go come back for 1 year for that money, or, you know, they can get whatever comes out of restricted free agency. So it's pretty rare, but not unheard of. You know, I would guess maybe once a year or so, like, a player ends up doing that. And so what that would mean is if he signed that sheet, that he would be back with Golden State for only under contract for next season for the amount specified in the qualifying offer, and then he would be an unrestricted free agent next summer.
And it's considered sort of a nuclear option because, A, it's not that much money for Jonathan Kuminga, and he's now subject to the injury risk. It's only a one-year deal. But for the Warriors, it's also sort of a disaster because he walks him straight into free agency, and they don't have him signed on a contract that makes him particularly tradable.
Yeah, there are some situations where it makes sense, but this is not one of them, to your point. This is not the optimal outcome for either player or team, and that's why people assume that is not the outcome we would get to. I continue to contend that, like, it's so toxic that they need to move on, and the Warriors should have taken, and still could, should have taken the best deal they could get for him this summer and move on. Instead, they want to get him under a favorable contract in order to trade him later. But like, you know, Josh Kaminga doesn't want to be on a favorable contract for the Warriors. He wants to be on a favorable contract for himself.
All right. Yeah, it's sort of entertaining to watch it play out. If frustrating, I'm sure, for everyone involved. All right, secondly, have you paid any attention to the Trae Young, Pat Bev war of words? Pat Bev said Trae Young isn't a winner, and Trae Young went back and said that, hey, Pat Bev didn't win so much either, basically. There. It's an interesting year for Trae Young, though, because he's going to have a team around him that will enable him to be a winner if he is one.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Trae Young fan in terms of believing in him as a player, but I'd not heard of any of this when you recounted it to me. Yeah. But based on what you've recounted, I'm on Trae Young's side on this one. I mean, Pat Bev likes to talk a lot, as some players do. He's high on the list of players who like to talk a lot, even now, even post playing, he just likes to talk as a person. This is also a dude who jumped onto the table and celebrated like it was game 7 of the NBA Finals when his team won a play-in game with Minnesota.
Right.
Even though he was like the seventh best player on the team or whatever. Not that I mind that, like, have fun, but like, don't go talking about other people as losers when you're celebrating, like, you know, like you just won the Powerball when, like, you know, you win a play-in game. And Trae Young, like, I'm not a huge believer in the idea of Trae Young as the fulcrum for a team. But the Hawks have been to a conference finals with Trae Young as their best player, and they've got a chance this year to, like, you know, to be good. If you're going to have a team that wins around Trae Young with Trae Young as the focal point, I think they have done a good job of building a team that has the capacity to do that. So I think the Hawks are going to be really interesting this year.
Did you pay any attention necessarily to Eurobasket? And in particular, not just to the games themselves, but for how players did and what it might mean for the coming season. In particular, people were raving about Luka.
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't watch any of it, but I was sort of following it along until it got to sort of the very end, and then I got sidetracked, and then I looked up and like, wait a minute, Dennis Schroeder? Because it seemed like it was like this Luka Giannis, like, you know, freight trains heading towards each other, and instead it ended up being the Dennis Schroeder show in the end. But, like, what I saw, Luka and Giannis were both awesome. And, like, those are things that can 100% carry over to the NBA regular season, those guys being awesome. And I don't really like the teams either of them are on in terms of the talent around them. I mean, people have the Lakers, hold the Lakers in higher esteem because LeBron James is on the team. But LeBron James is, like, 41 or whatever. I don't think those teams are that good. But I think those two players are probably two of the three best players in the world. And so, if they are in tip-top shape and stay healthy, those are guys who could absolutely put a mediocre team on their backs and carry them to 50-plus wins and be meaningful in the playoffs. Like, those guys are that good, even though I don't like the teams that are on.
So there's a piece at ESPN, I think it's Dave McMenamin wrote it, about how Luka's extraordinarily effective summer has really further cemented or something. The marriage between the Lakers and Luka, and obviously he got the new contract as well. But that now that they see the shape he's in, they might be more willing to accelerate what they can do to be good this year. It's kind of tricky though. Like they can trade either their 2031 or 2032 first round pick. That's what this piece goes on to talk about, a potential deal. With Doncic signed long-term, the Lakers are open to trading for a player on a contract that extends beyond 2026, sources told ESPN, et cetera. Coming off this summer of matched investment toward that goal, there's certainly alignment. Basically, win now. It's more of this. Luka was awesome, so
right.
let's see what we can do to make the roster better even this year. Do you have thoughts on that, what they might or could?
I think that logic is different, and different in terms of soundness. The logic may be the same, but the soundness of the logic is different when you're doing it for the sake of a 26-year-old, 27-year-old, whatever he is now, I think 26, Luka Doncic, rather than over the last year or two for a 38, 39-year-old LeBron James. I think with that, you were chasing something you weren't really going to be able to accomplish to appease a star.
Right.
And this, in this case, you're chasing something you can't accomplish because Luka took that Mavericks team to the NBA Finals, and I think that team was much better than the Lakers team. Even though he didn't have a sidekick, maybe as starry as LeBron, I think that team was just more solid. Look at what they were defensively, the balance, the way the pieces fit. But it wasn't like a team of all-stars. It was Luka and a team that fit together well around him. And Luka is good enough that if you have a team that fits together well around him, you can like go to the NBA Finals with that team. I don't think the Lakers have that now, but I don't think the Lakers should be trying to have that 3 years from now. I think they should be trying to have it now because they have Luka now.
Right.
But I don't think they're one player away from that just because I don't think the defense is sound. I mean, to me, like what they did with that Dallas team where, you know, they get out and they're adding P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford and that kind of stuff. To me, that's the kind of thing they should be looking at, which is easier to accomplish. I think maybe having Luka allows you to think in those terms, whereas LeBron, I think, was so focused on, like, stars, right? Give me another star. Give me a guy I know. That kind of, like, the way players sometimes don't see things as clearly as they should, that does not seem to be as much of a risk with Luka.
All right, so that gets us to the ESPN's most recent future power rankings. And for the purposes of this, the future is the next 3 years. That's what they're ranking in five categories. And their top five, so the Lakers are eight. And they ranked every single team in one of five different categories. And so, like, for the Lakers are 9 in players, 6 in money, 23 in draft, that's draft assets, 1 in market, and 17 in management. And the Lakers are behind. I'll give you the teams that they're behind. They're behind Oklahoma City, Houston, that's 1-2, Knicks 3, Cavs 4, Clippers 5, Warriors 6, and Magic 7. Thoughts on those rankings generally, and where the Lakers might be at 7. I'm at 8.
I can't remember all of that, right, even though I've read the piece. I mean, the Thunder are just so the Thunder situation is just stupid in terms of how well set up they are. Like, it's like probably unprecedented. Like, if you did a retroactive future power rankings throughout NBA history, you may not find someone as well set up as this Thunder team is in terms of being number one in players and number one in draft assets. Like, those things are supposed to be at odds with each other.
You're right.
Because you're supposed to have leveraged your draft assets for the players. Instead, you're number one in both. Like, that's almost like we need a congressional investigation or something. That seems not fair. And then, you know, after that, it's I think every other team is in more of a normal range, even the teams at the top, right? Because they're sort of a normal situations that are.
What's funny, you know, though, is Houston is 2 in players and 5 in draft, which is also sort of.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe. I don't know if I believe they should be 2 in players.
Right.
I'd have to make the list myself. I don't know. Houston has a lot of good young talent. Obviously, they were already second in the West in the regular season last year. Guess as John Morant said in the final press conference when Houston was still active and people talked about Houston passing the Grizzlies, he said, "What do they do?" And someone said, "Well, they're second in the West." And John said, "Oh, okay, I've been second in the West." And then they lost in the first round, right?
Right.
And so, like, people jump on Ja for saying stuff, but, like, he was 100% right about that. So I don't, you know, we'll see on Houston. They added Durant to that young talent, and I think Amen Thompson is going to be an all-NBA level player, but I don't know that body of talent. If you jump, you push forward 3 years, and Durant's gone, and like I don't know if it's an OKC level where you have 3 all NBA level guys all around the same age. So I don't know if I believe in that Houston ranking. Well, also, I think to my point, there's no clear team that should be number 2 on that list. Somebody's got to be number 2. I think the gap between one and everyone else is so profound. And so, you know, you could. I wonder if the Clippers thing. If you want to I think they have management very high, maybe Clippers, number 1 on
Clippers,
the Clippers.
Clippers is ridiculous. The Clippers are 5 because they have management 2, and then, I mean, market, yes, they're in Los Angeles. So they market 3 and management 2 and money 5. In players, they're 12 and draft, they're 22. And I think they may want to regrade management. You're exactly right.
And now their basketball operations has been very good, right? Especially when you factor in the dictate of, like, we were doing everything to get Kawhi, now you got to build around that. Like, they've done really good jobs around the margins. I think they have a great head coach. Like, Lawrence Frank runs their basketball operations. I'd hire him to run my basketball operations. So I do think the management's very strong. But ownership's part of management. And I think until, like, a few weeks ago, we would have rated the ownership thing very high just because they have the deepest pockets, literally, of any other team. But there's a lot of messiness happening right now, and I think that has to reflect back on the ownership management situation. So I don't know about that grade.
Here's the other thing. If you're telling me who besides Oklahoma City can I imagine winning a title in the next 3 years, one of the teams would be Denver because yep. – And they are at nine, and they're at nine, and they're nine because management is 21. And who knows what new management and coaching will be, like, whatever. But that's right. Stupid to have them at nine. They got, you know, they got Jokic, right?
Yeah, but part of this is maybe the three-year time frame they're putting on this. Like, if you put a five-year time frame on it, then I would, you know, that would make a little bit more sense to me. Because I think the impact of, like, the draft situation and some right. of the other money situations and the other stuff will have a greater impact over that slightly longer time frame. But we're talking about, like, a three-year time frame, and, like, Nikola Jokic is the best player in yeah. the world, and he's probably going to be that for the next 3 years.
He's top five. He's got to be top five.
Yeah, and so I would agree with that.
All right, let's go to the Grizzlies real quick, then I'll let you go. You're driving. So the Grizzlies are 16 in players, 17 in money, 8 in draft. That's promising. 23 yeah. in market. I'm surprised they're actually not lower in market, if you want to know the truth. 23 in market, yeah. It's a little odd. And 14 in management.
Yeah, I think it's generally fair. I think the overall placement is generally fair, and I don't have any kind of big disagreements. Again, I'd have to do my own list, and maybe it would be slightly different, but nothing jumps out to me. If anything, and I agree, on the market thing jumps out to me in almost a positive way. I'm reluctant to make this joke, but it's right there to take. And maybe ESPN likes Memphis more than Memphis likes itself a little bit right now.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder about the market thing. How much of that is, like, having a clear rationale, and how much of it is just guys spitballing who, like, put it together, right?
How much of it's also para having money? Like, is that, I don't really know if that, but money is 17. Money's 17. I do wonder if Paris riches help.
On this, I'd be certain. When they say money, they mean cap money.
Yeah.
That is for that okay. category, that's what that means. That okay. means how your team payroll is structured over the next 3 years. That has nothing to do with the ownership money.
I see.
So that would, to the degree that factors at all, and I don't know that it does, it probably would be on the management side. Market thing just may be that, like, you know, because Minnesota's last on the market on that, and so it may be climate, and it may be sort of cultural, the cultural sense of the city, given that it's a majority black league in the NBA. Like, you know, there was a funny thing on an NBA podcast recently about the city of Houston, and whether Houston's a good market or not, like, for players. And one of the guys on the pod, it was a Ringer pod, and so Wassey Lambray was one of the hosts. And he was teasing the other two co-hosts who are white guys. He was like, "You got to understand, Houston to us is Boston to you." NBA players and black guys like Houston. Like, right. You know, that's the pause of it. And they said, "Well, if Houston is Boston, what's Atlanta?" And he said, "Atlanta's New York." and so there's something to that, right? And so maybe Memphis actually gets a little bit of credit in that regard. That's a place, you know, both in terms of climate and culture, that's amenable to NBA players in a way that maybe they think, you know, Minnesota's not as lovely as it is.
Yeah. All right, Chris, drive safely. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. They are having at Robert Irwin Jewelers, this is big stuff. It was Thursday, so that was yesterday. Too late to go Thursday. But Friday and Saturday, that's today and tomorrow, the Wedding Band Weekend event. If it shines, sparkles, can be put on a finger. It's on sale today and tomorrow at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Save up to $2,000. That's right. Save up to $2,000 on diamond anniversary bands, diamond eternity bands, gold bands, carved bands, designer diamond bands, and, of course, diamonds. Plus, with the purchase of $999 or more, get a free tungsten or titanium wedding band. They got great finance options as well. Zero down and 0% interest for 12 months. That seems good. or take up to 60 months to pay. It is the Wedding Band Weekend event today and tomorrow only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can go to the one in Bartlett Town Center in Bartlett. There's one off Goodman Road in South Haven. And, of course, I go to the Diamond Showroom. That's on Perkins Extended, right across from Novel. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com. When we come back, Jeffrey's going to make you rich. We'll do that. We'll get the card, his wagering on this weekend's college football games when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. This is becoming, once again, my favorite segment of the show because it's getting me rich. I gave Jeffrey $1,000 at the beginning of this season like I do every season. Jeffrey, how much is it now?
Jeff, after a 5-3 week, you now have $2,000 or $2,015.
Now, listen, I don't want to jinx you.
Yeah, you do.
And I do not want to jinx you. And
it certainly doesn't feel like it.
There's... You know, but I like the New Orleans Saints got off to a good start last year. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, this can happen. You can get off.
You seem to have a lot of top of the mind references.
And you can get off to a rousing start.
Are you calling me a fraud?
So I don't know. No, I'm mm-hmm. just wondering. I hate to even ask you this. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to jinx you.
Yeah, of course.
I hate to even ask you. To what do you attribute
right, but
your,
many people are.
To what do you attribute your positive start? Not just positive, electric start to the season.
I hired new coordinators.
Oh, new coordinators.
Yes.
I see. A new strength and conditioning coach? New coordinators.
Listen, we got bigger, stronger, and faster in the offseason.
Exactly right. All right. Did you improve the NIL budget? Was that part of the whole deal?
We did some fundraising.
All right. How are you feeling about this week? It's a bigger card than we've had. It scares me, honestly, than we've had so far this year, right?
This is the biggest card since week one.
Okay.
For those that were counting, like week one, let me see. 11-3.
What went well last week and what went badly?
So last week, we started off with Houston on Friday night over Colorado. I just did not believe in a third-team quarterback coming in and making him better. We then did not believe that the Troy thing was real. Memphis absolutely hammered him.
Yeah, you put money on Memphis.
Correct. Clemson was straight up wrong, but I want to blame Cade Klubnik for throwing a pick in the red zone as well as giving a fumble at his own 30. If Georgia would have gotten to kick the extra point, they would have covered.
Yep.
We were all over Miami. We said we wanted to get that USF scalp. We got that scalp.
Guess, yep. Never believed
it. It was
that.
Diego giving us points. Duh. That was obvious. We had Minnesota. We had Cal hosting Minnesota. That was our team going a long way. Cal won it on the field. And then Boston College, just an absolute horrible loss. But, you know, that's what's going to happen sometimes.
All right, what do we got this week?
Jeff, we're starting out with two Friday night plays.
Oh, that's exciting.
The Friday night lights. Listen, it's not good in Stillwater. It really isn't.
Doesn't seem good.
But Oklahoma State's still 10 points better than Tulsa. I'm going to lay it with Oklahoma State at home. I do not believe that this Tulsa thing is real. Gundy will cover this line.
Oklahoma State -9.5.
Correct.
Over Tulsa.
Jeff, we have Kirk Ferentz as a 3-point, or a bigger part, he's now a 2-point favorite. When Kirk Ferentz is a road favorite of 3 points or fewer in his career, 10-4 against the spread, we're going to lay the two with Iowa. It's a classic. Rutgers can't stop anyone, and I do not like Kali Bakmanis against an Iowa defense.
Iowa -2 over Rutgers.
Jeff, we got big noon Saturday right there in Salt Lake City. We got Utah. We've got Texas Tech. But more importantly, we have Kyle Whittingham in a ranked-on-ranked game. He has been over 65% in his career in those games. We're going to lay the three. Give me the Utes at home.
The Utes -3 over Texas Tech.
Jeff, this is the trust your eyes portion of the card.
Okay.
I don't trust Memphis's secondary.
Oh, you're going Memphis already? And last week you were on Memphis.
I know.
And now you've turned on them.
I do not trust the secondary.
You've turned on them.
I will say this.
I'm a little
worried about Talen Green's hammy.
I was talking to Gabe about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And how much of it is simply, how many years has it been since we've seen Memphis have a good, a sound defense? You know, how much of it is just like, we sort of watch expecting them to be ripped up defensively, to just be taken apart. Do you expect to see players running wide open through the secondary?
Well, like,
because even, that's what we've seen.
But like, think about it. Last week, Troy, before Goose got hurt, hit the big explosive.
That's
but then
true.
They had the, was it illegal man downfield? It got called back. But I mean, just an absolute coverage bust. Bobby Petrino's on the other side.
Oh, okay.
I'm laying the 7.
Well, that's discouraging. Arkansas -7 over your Memphis Tigers.
Jeff, this is more of trust your eyes. North Texas, I think they're the fourth best team in this league. I still do not trust Army. I think North Texas's defense is much improved. I'm going to lay the 1.5 on the road.
North Texas -1.5 over Army.
Jeff, we got our principal plays of we've got one team traveling a really long way in a game that I don't really know why they scheduled it. UNLV goes to Oxford, Ohio.
Why is UNLV going to Oxford? People complain about who Memphis is playing because they're going to, you know, Arkansas State.
Correct.
Jonesboro occasionally. Why the hell is UNLV going to Miami, Oxford, Ohio?
I have no clue. I'll take the Red Hawks. Give me the 2.5.
Miami of Ohio +2.5 over traveling UNLV.
Jeff, I mentioned it at the top of the show. Dabo had a 55-minute press conference when he was doing some lecturing.
Yeah.
Out of principle, I just have to lay 16.5 against Syracuse with Clemson. Like, that's the classic, all right, You all want to fire me. Nobody said fire him.
Nobody circles the wagons.
Correct. He's now getting into that ACC schedule. This is where they do their work. I'll lay the 16.5.
Clemson -6.5 over the other orange team, Syracuse. Next.
Jeff, this is just SEC.
This is a fun
SEC
game.
SEC Road Dogs.
This is a fun game, right?
This is a fun game. I am very excited to watch this one. This is Auburn. I just don't. You're giving me 7 points. I'm going to take it. I think both teams are going to try to run the ball decently with John Mateer against DJ Durkin. DJ Durkin's a coordinator that likes to keep everything in front, make you be patient. Mateer's not really a patient quarterback. This is the classic.
You see some turnovers here.
I could see some turnovers here. This is the give me 7 points in a game that I think is going to be close.
Auburn +7 over Oklahoma.
Jeff, we go to our SpongeBob SquarePants picks of the week. We got two for you. Miami at home against Florida, laying 9. This is yet again also trust your eyes. I think Miami's the best team in the country. And I think Florida's defense, which fought valiantly at LSU, I think that might have said more about LSU's. I think that might have said more about LSU's offense than it necessarily did Florida's defense. I think it's a solid defense, but I don't know if it was that solid of a defense. I do not think that Florida's going to score very much. Give me Miami. I'll lay the 9.
Miami -9 over Florida. I was going to ask, what's the best win that anyone has had this season? Could it be Florida State over Alabama? We're going to see Florida State and Miami play.
It's very possible. Because it was
emphatic.
Who are
the other candidates? I think Miami, Notre Dame.
I think you could say Texas A&M on the road at
Notre
Dame.
Yeah, they beat them on the road.
I think you could say what Miami did to USF.
Mm.
Absolutely destroyed them.
How about Georgia, Tennessee?
Possible? I mean, that's the other thing.
You just don't know.
I mean, the fact that we're not really considering Texas and Ohio State.
I was getting there.
I mean, I
we've seen the problems we've seen Arch.
Correct.
Like, we were all, look at that Ohio State
defense. Look at what
defense,
that defense
what
did.
They did to Arch.
Correct.
And then you're like, look at what UTA did to Arch.
Right. Look what San Jose State did to Arch.
Look what everyone does to Arch. So now it's maybe the Ohio State defense isn't quite as terrifying as we thought. How about the Oklahoma win over Michigan? That was pretty damn slobber-knockery. But
I don't know what Michigan
freshman
is.
Freshman quarterback who was, yeah. Okay. You're saying Miami -9 over Florida. Next.
Jeff, Stanford has to go all the way to Charlottesville. Yes, congratulations. You got a win. That felt like this is how you avoid being winless. I'll lay 16 with the Hoos.
Virginia -16 over Stanford.
Jeff, this is kind of, I don't think these teams are that different. And if these teams aren't that different and you're going to give me 6.5 points, give me Illinois at Indiana. Give me 6 points or 6.5 points. Illinois under Brett Bielema as a road underdog, 12-3 against the spread with 7 outright wins.
Illinois +6.5 over Indiana. Next.
Jeff, this is a principal play. This is a man that I love, and this is a man that I love betting on. When he's an underdog, that would be Justin Wilcox. He's the head coach of the Cal Bears. They're heading down to San Diego State. They're 13-point favorites on the road under Justin Wilcox. When Cal is favored by 13 points or more, 2-11 against the spread. Give me the Aztecs. I'll take the 13 points.
San Diego State +13 over Cal.
Thus concludes.
You missed one. Did you mean to? You didn't tell me about TCU SMU.
Oh, sorry. No, that was that. That's part of the trust your eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
SMU is not good. TCU is good. I'll lay the 7.
That's simple there. All right. So let's go through these real quick. We got Oklahoma State -9.5 over Tulsa. Iowa -2 over Rutgers. We have Utah -3 over Texas Tech. Sadly.
By the way, TCU, we can get 6.5. We're laying 6.5 with TCU.
Okay. Arkansas -7 over Memphis. TCU -6.5 over SMU. We've got North Texas minus a point and a half over Army. Miami of Ohio plus 2.5 over UNLV. Clemson minus 16.5 over Syracuse. Auburn plus 7 over Oklahoma. Miami minus 9 over Florida. Virginia minus 16 over Stanford. Illinois plus 6.5 over Indiana. And San Diego State plus 13 over Cal. There you go. That is the card. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, I have a question. How much do you pay attention to PFF and their rankings? So they do rankings of pretty much every player, every snap, right?
Correct.
So do you care? Do you think they're accurate?
I think they're decent. Like, I don't take them as the gospel, but I also, I'm not as dismissive as some coaches can be of PFF.
So
I think they try to do a very good job. I also think it's an impossible task.
Well, and some of this is totally apples on earth. I was asking because they have rookie rankings through the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. Obviously, we've got 3 weeks for the Bills now and Dolphins. But and guess who their number one ranked rookie is?
The number one
rookie. All rookies playing all positions. Now, of course, this is how well this rookie plays their position.
Right.
It's not the most impactful rookie. It's not the rookie they think would go number one, drafted again. It's not any of that. It's just this rookie has played his position better than any other rookie.
Travis?
Jackson Hawes.
Okay.
Bill's
tight end. Got his first TD last night.
But this was, and this was honestly before last night. And he was tremendous. He's the blocking tight end from Georgia Tech. Okay. Then you've got Jihad Campbell, who's the linebacker. Irritated me that he fell to the Eagles. He's 2.
Oh, that's so great to hear.
Tyler Warren's been really good for the Colts, right? He's 3. The Jets tackle, Armon Membu, is...
Yeah, they've been happy with him.
They've been very happy with him. Carson Schwechinger, who I liked coming out of UCLA.
Did the Eagles take him,
Browns,
too?
No, the Browns. Jacob Parrish. I don't even know where he went to. I don't know where he came from. He's a defensive back for the Bucks. Like, you get into to whatever. But the next sort of big name who's doing well, who you might have caught your eye,
was K-State, by the way.
Kett McMillan.
Yeah.
He's been good. And then Will Johnson was the Michigan corner.
Yeah.
He's been pretty good for Arizona. But I'll tell you, two players.
He had injury
red flags. But, that's why he fell. Will Campbell from the Pep. Anyway. I'll tell you who's not on it, on the top 15 anyway. Not on the top 15, Ashton Jeanty and Travis Hunter. So, what are we thinking?
With Jeanty, you know, there's a real question of how good is, like, their offensive line. I mean, they got absolutely filleted this week. And then what we saw with the Pats is they may not be that good defensively in what they score 17 points and they still weren't able to run the ball on them. I still, like, when I've watched him play, he's still making people miss. It's just, hey, there's just not a lot of space, not a lot of room.
So you're blaming the Raiders. You don't think you don't think that was a miscast?
With Travis, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen him getting, like, torched. And they've been playing him more on offense.
Just kind of interesting. I mean, Travis has to be a home run in order to be a success. He's got to be a home run in order to be a success.
Yeah, now, I still think, though.
You do, like, see, by the way, like, sometimes I know wide receivers come in, and I used to say that don't judge a receiver till year 2 or 3. But now you've seen receivers step in and actually, I mean, look at Ladd McConkey, right? Just last year, have big years right out of the gates. I still think, like, look right now at the Chargers and Quentin Johnson, who was considered a bust, is also not a bust anymore. Like, so let's hold off on the Travis Hunter stuff, it seems to me. I'm not prepared to.
Are we sure Trevor's good?
And we're not sure that Trevor's good. Some other things that have happened that we did not talk about. Clayton Kershaw's retiring.
Yes.
But he'll have one more.
Last ride.
He'll have one last ride. The Indiana Fever, without Caitlin Clark, are into the semifinals. They beat the Dream, Jeffrey.
Is there any chance of her coming back the rest of the playoffs?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any chance she is coming back the rest of the playoffs. We're getting another soccer team.
Yes.
Now, it's the...
USL 2.
Yeah, someone said this is a USL. No, we're not getting another USL team.
We're getting the fourth league.
This is, yeah. And what I'm not... Like, Kerry Talley's a good Memphian who's... Like, that family has been massive in soccer. They're going to play at Mike Rose.
Yep.
Listen, I'm all for anything. Anything that you want to bring to enrich Memphis. But this is not the same as 901 FC coming back.
That's
not... That not happened, but I wish them great success, and obviously it's a vibrant soccer community, and hopefully they can add to it. And then we have, Jeffrey, over on ESPN, sources saying that we are going to see Trinidad Chambliss and start for Ole Miss, which we thought anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to note Kiffin has done this before, and it's been just dead wrong. Where he's leaked, oh, so-and-so's playing and didn't, or so-and-so's not playing and
did. So it's not been wrong. It's been literally misinformation.
Correct. The issue that I have with thinking, okay, this is another misdirection, is we watched him get onto the field for a couple of snaps last week, and that did not look like a week-to-week injury.
Okay. And then finally, I do want to remind you, and I got this request from the folks at the University of Memphis before the show began. There were only, at least at the start of the show... There were only 1,500 tickets remaining for Memphis versus Arkansas. So get in, get your ticket, and get to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. But the second point was, please, please leave early. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. Jeffrey and I are prepared to guarantee that if you are within 20 to 30 minutes of the stadium and you leave by 9, you will make it for kickoff. After that, you're on your own. And so I'm going to be leaving the latest at 8:30, maybe 8. It's fun to hang out there anyway. It's good.
Go see the band.
Go see the band. It's a magnificent band. The mighty sound of the South. Walk around, take it all in, and then watch the game unfold. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jason and John Parthipadhyay will join the program. DeMichael Cole will be with me today as I'm on the road heading to Nashville. Blake Topmeyer will join the program at 2:35. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Back Monday for Now Work's Done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.